I thought it would be super fun to reach back into the past, back to 2011 and subsequent years, and share some of my old blog posts with you, which were actually the launching pad to this podcast. They're all posted in a section called Thoughts by Me on my website. I'll put a link in the description. And there's actually some fun recipes on there that I had completely forgotten about that I will be revisiting. And there's some interesting challenges, like life challenges that I challenged myself to that I blogged about. Kind of fun. So let's take a blast to the past. Thoughts from my playlist. August 13th, 2016. I know, I'm a big dork, but I have sermon playlists that I run on my television all night as I sleep, or sometimes I play my audio Bible. Silence wakes me up. Thanks, Mom. JK, JK. So I have to have sound. Hubby is a trooper for dealing with this. I want to fill my head with good things and not allow myself to get distracted by my fleshly thoughts. If I don't choose to focus on what's true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, moral, and praiseworthy, that's Philippians 4:8, then there's too much space left over for the enemy to deposit thoughts. Thoughts that I tend to gravitate toward naturally, like selfishness and rudeness, pushiness and frustration with things that don't go my way. Did you ever notice that when you obsess or overthink a situation, you get sucked into a terrible or stressed out mood? Then too often it sets the tone for the day. Or on the flip side, when you aren't thinking of anything, your mind runs away from you and suddenly you think, hey, where did that thought come from? Why would I even think that? The Bible says we can take our thoughts captive. That's 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5. We might not necessarily choose what pops into our head, but we certainly don't have to let them take over. I was listening to a sermon last night called Choosing to Trust God as I dozed off. It's about trusting God and doing good from Psalm 37. The whole chapter is relevant and talks about gaining wisdom, which I can always use a heavy dose of. So often I hear people say things like, just trust God and He will give you what you need. Or, all you can do is trust God. The latter makes me a little sad, like He's our last ditch ever instead of what we reach for first. But there's more to just trusting God. We have a plan of action too. When we do good as well, like verse 3 says, it creates a whole new emotional response. We take the focus off of self. My mind returns thoughts of me more often than I want it to. And it puts good thoughts into our mind. Can you name a time that you helped someone and felt bad about it? Probably not. If I dwell on me and my problems too much, I sink into a pit of depression and lose hope. I don't want to live my life that way. What a waste of precious time that can't be returned. I want to look more and more like Jesus every single day, no matter how He has to teach me. My friend S put it perfectly the other day. We are here on earth to tell God's story, not to tell ours. I want people to think of God when they remember me, whether they want to or not.
Thank you so much for being here today. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button right there for me, and click the bell if you want notifications, and hit that like button too. And I will see you next time. Maranatha! And now that He's washed me clean, I wanna follow where He leads. We were made to love, we were made to give. The reason why we're here, the reason why He gave us life.
We were made to show the love of Christ. We know this is why we're here. This is why He gave us life. So let His love shine through in everything we do. It's all for love.